Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your evolving couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, April the 2nd, 2018.
And this is episode 231. What is going on, babe?
Too many episodes.
Too many episodes. Is Renee really low?
Am I really low?
Can Moo Hogan hear me now? Can you guys hear me now? I'm pretty sure you guys can hear me.
Can you hear me now?
Do I need to turn Renee up? Is she okay?
I'm not going to talk much louder than this, so...
Well, you might want to figure out something.
Well, I mean, didn't you do a sound check?
I did, but you changed it up.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yep.
I did no such.
Yeah.
Handle says I'm good anyway.
Yep. So, show started a little bit late because I was wanting to fix the whole crap with me playing a game while we're doing the show.
Because
we're not playing again.
OCD.
So, and JK asked a question. Jay said, how long have y'all been doing this? You know.
Well, he was kidding.
But no, I got an answer though. So, we used to be able to leave that field blank. We used to be able to leave that field blank.
In Twitch.
But now you have to put one. So, our good producer, Hando, and my heckler, JK.
Wow. Okay.
Talk me through how to make it do right. Okay. So thank you guys so much for helping the brother out. I actually really appreciate it. I didn't know RRL was an option out there.
That's a not playing a game. It's you in real life.
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to put
podcasting on Twitch.
You can.
I'm just saying.
You can now.
They would have had that as an option.
Well, I don't know why. What the hell is going on? But anyway, so I'm Jade. It's my lovely wife, Renee.
Hello.
And we are the team that makes up the Valentine Cast.
Yeah, and maybe I should start talking like this.
Like you used to?
Because apparently I used to have my voice up a couple of octaves. Can I blame it on the kids?
Yeah, if you want to. I don't care who you blame it on. It wasn't me.
They changed me, so I'm... Thank you, Maya and Zoe.
Yep.
Give me my deep man voice.
So I am drinking tonight. I am drinking an Elijah Craig almost 10-year store pick from Westport Whiskey and Wine. Yummy, yummy. And Renee is partaking in...
Banana pudding cream liqueur.
Banana pudding cream liqueur.
And it's good. Here's my thing. It's good. But the taste of the alcohol isn't the best.
Is the taste of alcohol still there?
Oh, the taste of alcohol will always be there in any alcohol. Because oh, yeah? I can taste it. And the slight warm feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Davis, you think maybe I should just got a bottle of non-alcoholic banana cream drink from something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's something I have to work out with myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what else to drink it with, but it's good.
You know, in spiral shape, had an even more Jesus Imperial Stout. I like my sweet baby Jesus peanut butter. Is it a porter? I think it's the porter. I'm pretty sure it's the porter.
Half-lidded look. Yes, I'm getting my half-lidded look. You know why? Because I'm a lightweight with the kids. One drink, good.
Yep. Yeah, so it was kind of a little hassle with those little punks, getting them down tonight and last night.
Bit.
Just, I don't know. It's been kind of weird. lately. I just don't understand. I don't understand.
They've been pumped. But they've been going to bed, like, late. So it's not like we're putting them to bed earlier.
Right, right.
I don't know.
So, your children. Who do we have with us in the Valentine Room, babe?
We got some folks.
Oh, who's here? Who's here?
Shazno Streams.
That's my boy, Shazno Streams. He got my back.
Who's Shazno Streams?
Man, we met up today. We're going to talk about him today.
Oh, okay.
I bought his instructional video off of Amazon. It's amazing. I got to talk to you about it. We'll talk about it. For real.
Shazno Streams is here. Spiral Shape.
Yeah.
Who's Spiral Shape?
Spiral Shape.
You know
Denver, people. Colorado, if I'm thinking correctly.
I know.
From last week.
Junk, no.
It's our friends that came down.
Muhogan.
Yep.
And I'm assuming Zabi as well. If not, I want Zabi. Punk Gopher, JK, and Hendo.
What's up? What's up?
Hey, everybody.
So, yeah. We'll go ahead and, you know what? This is on the list here. I got that midway in there. So today, right? Oh, it's Kelly. Oh, it's Dolcador.
Dude, did you change your name, Spiral Shape?
No. She used to be Dolcador.
Yeah.
She switched to Spiral Shape. Oh. It's just been a little bit.
I'm not going to remember that. I'm just telling you, Kelly. Next time you come in Spiral Shape, I'll say, who the hell Spiral Shape?
Then I'll be like, it's Dolcador. It's my girl from Nebraska.
I'm just warning you.
Yeah.
That's going to be.
So I'll go ahead and move this up. So my boy Shazno Streams, right? So you know, we were talking today, and Renee, you know, you've been back into gaming and everything since, you know, we met on World of Warcraft. We're like gamers at heart and everything else, and that's where we met. So before the girls, we played a lot of games together. And since the girls, that kind of died down a little bit.
Man, it took a nosedive.
So for the past month and a half, you know, you've been picking it up and like getting more into games, right? And we wanted to play a game together. We didn't want to do Borderlands 2 because we like, oh, we've played this 20 times already.
Right.
And we was like, you know what? We're going to stream this, right? What's up, O'Coins?
What's up, Coins?
Yeah, what's up?
Getting the coins.
Yeah. And so today, we've been playing Divinity Original Sin 2, and we've been streaming that. We play about once a week, you know. We play once a week, and we'll stream it, and we do it horrible, and we're slow, and we talk, and, you know, all this other stuff. And so today, I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick up something that's kind of a little bit more relaxing. I've heard Scott talk about it on the Boop Show, and I said, I'm going to pick up and play. I sent it to you. I was like, babe. Let's get farm together.
And I rolled my eyes. I was like, not again. Like, we're already playing a game.
Right, right.
I was like, dude, whatever, dude.
And we're like, and you were like, are we just going to start playing this instead of Divinity Original Sin? I was like, no. It's just something to relax and chill in those times where we can just pick up, pop in, you know.
Farm our crops.
Hit our trees and all this other stuff. Farm our crops and everything else. Well, this is before I knew that was everything. So I was like, I'm going to go ahead and buy this game. I'm going to send it to Renee. And I'm going to buy one for myself. And I was sitting there. And I was like, I need to find a stream that, you know, where somebody's playing it. And I'll watch it while I'm at work. And I'm, you know, doing administrative stuff and everything. So I'm sitting there working. I boot up my Twitch app. Which, you know, I usually don't watch Twitch a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? Well, I watch it, but I'm not like Daniel. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like my son. You know, he about 20 gigs worth of Twitch a month on his data plan. Mm-hmm. And the first one was up was Shazno Stream. And I was like, he looks cool. You know, he's got a nice little avatar beanie, you know, kind of a lovable guy, kind of like me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I clicked on it. And dude, it was just amazing. You know, he had his stream. He was just kicked back farming. You know, he got his skull cap on, his headphones on, just really chilling and welcoming to his viewers, right?
Right, right.
And I was like, this is doggone cool. I mean, he was interacting with everyone, and I was just watching what he was doing. And then, while we were watching, you know, Somebody else had came in and was like, "Yo, this, you know, I'm just looking to, you know, learn how to play the game and stuff." And then he was like, "And the game is $14.99, okay? That's how much the game costs."
Right.
And Shaznos was like, "Yo, you know, I got an instructional video on Amazon on how to beat the game, and it's $14.99.
I don't know if you want to beat the. Why you want to beat?
And
the
then he
game?
Was like, "I really don't have a, I really don't have a thing out there."
Okay, right? Okay. So I was like, "I don't want to beat the game. I don't want kind of game. If it's a chill game, I don't know."
So it was really funny because, right. and a lot of times, we were kind of joking about that, and I was like, and then somebody else came in, and I was like, "Yo, you know, you changed my life." I was like, "You changed my life. Wow. I bought the game. And I got your video." And all this other stuff.
You changed my life.
You changed my life, Shazno. You know, and, you know, I had to let him know I got his back. But we were just kind of laughing about a lot of times when he would probably say that because of the delay. Someone's either searching, you know, for the video on Amazon so they can probably go buy it, you know.
Yeah.
And so they may miss him saying that. So it was really fun and everything else. So. This month, with Prime, since we've been Prime members, apparently we can sub with Twitch Prime or something like that. You know, just a little thumbs up from Twitch, I guess, for Amazon to say, "Hey, you know, give these guys a little love here." But I'll have his Twitch in the show notes if you guys want to check it out. So it's Shazno Stream. He's also in the chat for the Valen Tavern here also, if you want to kind of give him a follow and some love there. I mean, great guy. And it's pretty cool because he has a music, you can do song requests. Mm-hmm. So he's doing all this stuff that I would like to do when I'm playing, something. But I gotta do research. You know, I'm old and stuff. I can't keep up with these young people.
That's what I realized. I'm old.
Yeah. Look, I don't care
what it says on my driver's license.
Yeah, I mean look down here.
I'm old.
I mean, look right down here. I got the little chat bot linked there so I can see the chat.
Right.
That took me like a week to figure out. And I work in IT. And you know why it took me a week? Because
you had to get it just right?
No, because I was being lazy and I ain't doing research until like the last minute.
Oh, it's one of those I didn't read the directions.
So now I'm trying to figure out how to do like the song requests. You know, I mean, I'm not trying
all
to make.
All you do is just read. Just read.
I know I gotta read, but there's so many mods. Oh, this is the one that I saw. You know, and I gotta figure out how to tie it into my stuff. You know, just so the people can put in song requests. You know, so. He got to hear some of the music I like Shaz, like right now, what you hear in the background is some pretty lights. I mean, I like some chill music, you know. So, you know, some stuff just to kick back, relax, just like if you're in the tavern. So, some exciting things have been going on. So that's enough about Shaz on Stream for right now and what kind of what happened today. But go give him a follow. But so this weekend was Easter, and it was also April Fool's on yesterday.
Luckily, as I stay off the internet.
Yeah. So what we found out is that the internet has really messed up April Fool's. So like every April Fool's, we stayed off the internet, and then I was sad to find out that my mom's church, the minister did not do a sermon on Jesus April fooling everyone, thinking that he was dead.
Okay, I've never heard this sermon in the like 19 years or so of me going to church.
Because when's the last time April Fools fell on Easter?
I'm just saying.
When was the last time April Fools?
So
fell
why
on
do
Easter?
You think that would be?
Because that is a typical. That is just an easy sermon for, especially in the black church. I'm just saying, Renee. And then on Friday, he told everybody he died. And everyone thought he was dead. And then on the third day, he rose up.
I guess calling it April Fool's joke would
April
be a little...
April Fool's Satan.
I guess calling it April Fool's would diminish the series.
April Fool's Satan, I'm in their back. Eyes,
so that's probably
and
why.
Better than ever. Now.
Anyway, it was Easter. We did nothing, really. The girls did an Easter egg hunt at their school.
They did.
So they came home with candy.
They did.
We had, and we found out at the last minute we had to stuff 40 because, no, what?
48.
48 because it's 2 dozen per kid.
Yep.
So we have two
I'm
kids.
Telling you guys.
Do the math.
So I'm getting used to this whole having twins thing. It's like.
Every time they ask you to bring something.
They ask you to bring something or you got to sign up for something, you have to sign up for both kids.
You do. I mean, because it's be only like, fair. Right?
You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to sign up. Can I just put Maya and Zoe on this one line? No. Like, I mean, no, I got to bring chips and fruit cups. Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
No. That's about right. So we had bought candy. We bought a Costco-sized bag of candy thinking that we would need. I don't know why we thought we would need a Costco-sized bag of candy.
Because I was going to take the rest of it to work.
Yeah, but we ended up eating a lot of it. I ate all the Reese's Cups out.
Oh, that's why I couldn't find the Reese's Cups.
I ate them all.
That's fine.
Got to take stuff out of this house. Yeah. But I was going to do an Easter egg hunt, but I was like, ugh, I'll do it next year.
Right. And so there was a, and we waited a little bit late, there was a no-kill shelter that would come to your house, you know, Sunday morning and put out, or Easter morning, and put out 35 pre-filled eggs. So that when kids wake up, they'd be like, oh, there's Easter eggs in the front yard. Easter Bunny
without
came
without us
through.
Having to do anything. Which was pretty cool, but I was just like, ugh.
But they were raising money, but we waited late. So, which
as
was
usual,
fine.
Per the usual.
And then on Saturday, before that, we had the girls outside, and we were riding bikes. And we was looking at Zoe, and Zoe was having a real hard time on her bike.
Because you're supposed to, like... have your leg like bent slightly when the pedal's all the way at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Homegirl was turning her knees out to pedal.
Yeah. So she was like
I tried to lift her seat up, but it wouldn't go up anymore.
Right,
and I was like,
right.
Oh girl, it's time for a new bike.
Yeah. So we took them Sunday to get new bikes, which was fun.
And now they look like big girls.
They
riding
do.
Their big girl bikes.
So they went from 12-inch bikes. And they're now 18-inch bikes. So, you know.
Yeah.
What's going on, John Cesar?
That's kind of sad.
How you doing, man? See, the old coins were even waiting on their pastor to make the April Fool's joke, but he didn't. Because it's so easy. It's just so easy to do that.
When J-Zero C...
John Cesar.
Yeah, when he comes in, I see Jodeci.
I do too. I'm not going to lie.
Your name... It's not even
ooh,
spelled
yeah.
right.
Ooh,
but the
yeah.
But the J-O-C.
Right.
With the O towards the N. Gets me. Ooh, yeah. Anyway. So, we got new bikes. They were super excited. They were patient. Because we went to Walmart first to check out the prices. And then we went to Academy Sports.
Academy Sports,
and they
yep.
were riding around the they were riding around
the
store
aisles
and the aisles.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, big girl. So I just have to keep taking them out more. I have to get up my ass up off the couch and take them out so they can practice and their legs can get stronger.
Yeah.
I was like, do you want to ride down the street with me? No. They just want to stay in the cul-de-sac and like go around and around. I was like, okay.
Well, Maya did. Maya did.
But
Zoe
she,
rode down about halfway. And I'm not
then
sure.
She was like, I'm done.
I'm not sure why she turned around, but she was just kind of not feeling it. Mm-hmm. And then after we went for the bikes, I did take the kids Easter egg hunting in the liquor store.
Yeah. We used our girls to Easter egg hunt in the store so that because they could see the bottom area better than we could. So
right.
We told them to look for eggs.
But so Liquor Bar, one of the stores here, they were doing so that you can buy either old Rip Van Winkle or a Pappy. They had Easter eggs, and the Easter eggs either had candy and gift certificate, or candy and opportunity to buy, you know, old Rip Van Winkle or a Pappy and stuff like that. So I just walked through the store real quick, and that's where Renee saw the bourbon cream and I mean the the banana pudding cream. And so we got that. And then we just came home, took a nap, and then I'm riding bikes. So
did you take a nap?
I did not. I actually played Everspace. And I streamed it for like 20, 30 minutes. And then I had to go over and pick up the carpet cleaner.
I love naps.
Yep.
You're the best.
Yep.
We didn't even talk about Friday.
All right, Friday.
We took the day off.
Oh, it's right here. It's next.
Oh.
On Davidian Original Sin. Oh.
I mean, we're going backwards. Friday.
We're going backwards.
All right. I should have just chilled out. But anyway, so Friday we took the day off.
Yep, we took
Friday off. Old school.
Yep, we did.
Old school with the gaming all day. Well, as all day as you can get when you have kids. It's,
right.
You know. Gaming all day means stopping at 4:30 because you got to go pick the day the kids up at preschool.
Right.
But we gamed from like 9 until like 4:30 and played Divinity Original Sin 2, got into Act 2.
Yep, we did.
Respect.
Yep, Renee finally got the respect. And so
Jay was rushing me.
Man, because she didn't. Dude, I'm like, this ship is not going anywhere.
I'm trying to get my build the way I want it, and you rushing me.
I mean, like, we spent a good 20 minutes of her trying to build her character. I think what I'm going to do next. So I think
your point.
I think what I'm going to do next time is that I need to find a way to stream your screen as well as mine. Because mine is just sitting there, and everybody's kind of like, okay, this is entertaining. You know, and you're sitting there reading 10 million articles on how to set your character up the way you want to go. And I'm just like, you know, you don't have to game the system, babe. Let's do it. You know, let's go. Let's get some action. You know,
So that's only because you were streaming.
We're on a boat.
So otherwise, if you weren't streaming, you would have let me just do my thing.
I probably would have went and did something else. I probably would have.
You have no.
I don't know. Actually,
my shenanigans.
Actually. If we were sitting there, I mean, I don't know what I would have done.
Shenanigans.
I don't know. It's just kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. So we played all day.
Yeah. It was good fun. We had some snacks.
Snacks. We got off the island and then we took a trip on the boat and we're on the first island. We're in Driftwood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're in Driftwood and we got to talking to the Meister. And what are we doing for the Meister? Oh, and we got this big old fight where these scarecrows.
Oh my God, that went terrible.
Renee went up to like a scarecrow.
Okay.
You went up to the scarecrow.
The fault is on both of us. Can we just say that?
No. How's it on me?
Because I asked you.
Oh, I was like, yeah, just stay.
Yeah, I was about to get about.
I was like, oh, that'd be fine. But you wouldn't have been able to get away.
I would have ran.
You wouldn't have been able to get in the way.
I'm sure you can run far enough.
Okay. So we got in a big old fight. But luckily, we had met these paladins that were guarding this bridge. And I was able to go back kind of towards them. And then they joined the fight. And so they were level 12 along with the scarecrows. And they really helped us out in killing those scarecrows.
I was dead the whole time.
Renee was dead the whole time.
Well, I guess it's good they couldn't see my screen because I would have been dead the whole time.
Well, you can still see me fighting though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, because I was watching Twitch.
Okay. Well, no, you came moved over there, but no,
too much.
Too much. Right.
Too much moving. But anyway, we had fun, and hopefully, we'll do that again in the future.
Yep. And then also on Saturday, I mean, we're jumping all over the weekend.
That's all right.
Went Demetrius and Danielle. They had invited the whole family over for a spaghetti dinner.
My pregnant sister.
And she's so cute.
Dude, she's like 37 weeks pregnant. She is ready.
Mm-hmm.
She ready. She's finally on maternity leave.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a little niece soon. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. And went over for spaghetti dinner and it was pretty cool. It was really cool. After dinner, you know, always after dinner somebody wants to play a game and it's always like charades or something.
You hate charades. And explain why you hate charades.
So, it takes too much energy, I think, because it's frustrating when people don't get what you're trying to do. It's just really frustrating, and there's a lot of yelling and like, ooh, two syllables and all this other stuff. First word. No. I hate all that, you know. I don't like all that.
So Pictionary type thing you're cool with?
Yeah, I like Pictionary.
You just don't like charades.
I don't like charades. But, so what we did, we found a cool website that had a Would You Rather. A Would You Rather website, which was amazing. And, oh, see, JK gonna talk smack. He said, I don't like it because I'm not good. The thing is, I actually am good.
Boom.
I actually am good because we did it a lot. So we had to do it a lot with when we did improv. So it's part of the improv stuff. And then like sometimes, I don't know, maybe I'm just a little snooty about it because I feel like
definitely snooty.
Yeah, I think that's what it is to be.
You're snooty by default.
Right. So I think I'm maybe just a little snooty about it. I'm pretty sure I am. I do like telestrations. Punk Gopher, he's here. So we found a site that has 250 funny would you rather questions for kids, teens, and adults. Right?
Is it the first one?
No, this is the second one.
Oh.
This is the good one. So
We found out a lot about people.
Oh yeah.
You find out a lot about people that you're close to that you didn't even know about if you played Would You Rather.
So here we go.
At first someone said never have I ever, and we were like, oh no.
All right, so would you rather wear clown makeup every day for a year or wear a tutu every day for a year?
Would I rather what?
Wear clown makeup every day for a year or wear a tutu every day for a year?
Tutu.
Okay, that's easy for you. I would say tutu also. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Would you rather get caught eating a booger or scratching your privates?
Scratching privates. Because everybody got itchy balls and itchy vulvas.
Right.
So this is not a problem that is just to me. Every now and then, your privates itch.
Right.
And you have no way of scratching them unless you scratch them. I don't care. There's no amount of squirming that can get your itchiness to go away. Sometimes it's just in that one spot. So I'd be scratching privates. I'd be like, what? Try to tell me your parts don't itch every now and then?
All right. So would you rather lick the bottom of your shoe or eat a booger?
Do I have to eat a booger in front of anybody? I'd rather eat a booger. Because at least that's me. Shoe is everybody who I've ever stepped.
Right. Sure. Oh, all right. Let me see. I would rather eat a booger also. Would you rather be very short or extremely tall?
I've thought about this.
You have?
Like many times.
Okay.
Very tall.
You'd rather be very tall?
Yes.
Even though clothes would be an issue?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess you could just wear a dress.
I find a way to work it.
Yeah.
I find a way to work it. Maybe I'd be a good basketball player, but probably not. What about you?
I'd rather be tall. I don't want to be short.
Look at us agreeing.
Here you go. Would you rather fly all over the world with your true love or be marooned on an island with Idris Elba?
Fly all around the world with my true love.
Your favorite celebrity. I'm sorry.
Fly all around the world with my true love.
Really?
Yes. Stranded on a desert island?
Maroon. But with your favorite celebrity, though.
But it's... Have we not seen freaking Tom Hanks' movie?
Here we go.
His documentary?
Here we go. Would you rather borrow $10,000 from your parents or borrow $1,000 from your friends?
Can I split it up among my friends? Like, can I borrow $5 from somebody and $5 from somebody else, and I keep a spreadsheet and I just pay them all back?
Damn, you smart.
$1,000 from friends.
It does say friends.
With the S. It says, now if it said from a friend, that'd be a harder choice. Friends. Okay. I would just borrow $5 from each of my friends that I could find. And thankfully, I do have 500 people. No. 100 people that I could hit up. Is it 100 people?
No.
What was it again? Oh, 1,000.
200 friends, babe.
200 friends that I can hit up.
For $5?
Yep. So, all y'all in the chat, get ready. Be like, can I borrow $5? You got $5 on it? Pay you back in a couple weeks.
Yeah. So, I'm still trying to remember. I have no idea what.
I like this. Dude, this would be a great podcast. Pick like 3 good ones and then have a deep conversation about each of them.
Yeah.
That's a great podcast.
Hey, we can make that happen. We can make that happen on the show.
Would you rather?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I love these things. I love questions like this.
Yeah.
I'm all over questions.
So, I mean, like for me, I mean, I would probably rather borrow it from friends also. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Even if it was one friend, I would rather ask that one friend.
You saw my anxiety attack when I had to ask my parents for money that one time. It was...
Well, it was when they offered, said, why'd you guys buy that? I mean, is that too much? Why you guys buy that car and you're paying that bank this interest rate? We can just give you the money and we'll put up a contract and you could pay us the money and we get paid more from, you know, blah blah blah. And it was like, are you sure? I don't know how I feel about it, blah. Okay, you know. So anyway, you found out some interesting stuff about your DNA this past week.
I did. So, oh my goodness. So yeah, oh wow, yeah. So do you have that picture handy? That photo that I put out, I was gonna put it in the chat room.
I can grab it real quick.
Okay, so I did. I finally got my results back from
Ancestry. Well, no, you already talked about that. We talked about the results.
Oh.
I'm talking about the person that contacted me. I'm talking about the being contacted.
Oh yeah,
by
I did get contacted.
The family member, and then the conversation your dad and yourself had on Saturday.
Yeah, and there was more. And there's more to that that you haven't heard.
Okay.
Yet. So, someone contacted me on Ancestry, and apparently we're a really close match, like 64 CMs or something like that. I can't remember the exact verbiage, but that's really close. But we had never heard of each other's families. So he was really trying to figure out how we were related to each other since we were so close. And
it's called Sintermorgans?
Sintermorgans. So he, you know, named his great grandmother's last name, and I was like, well, I know somebody with that last name, but they're not in our family. So I was talking to my dad on Saturday, and apparently, and I was telling him about this, and one of the last names of the person that contacted me, his great-grandmother's name is Lainey. And my dad was like, well, Lainey was the name of the slave owner that owned your great great grandmother and your great grandmother. So he was like the slave owner that had all the children. And dad said apparently he, you know, treated all the kids like they were, you know,
his own,
not not slaves or whatever, but we all know how that goes. So then I told the guy who contacted me, he got like super excited. This is the part you don't know. He got like super excited. I was like, and he was like, okay, we have to talk. This is crazy. Because it was a long message. I think I have it in my thing. I never said anything before, but he's in contact with some white cousins that were raised in Shiraz, South Carolina. That's where my mom was born. Some are my dad's age, or born in 1950s. Their mom is still alive. She is 85 years old. They believe my great-grandmother's father... They believe that my great-grandmother's father was this man named Rochel Blair Laney. He had a son named William Plyer Laney. The William guy had an affair with a married woman that gave birth to an 85-year-old white woman that is alive today. So the 85-year-old is my great-grandmother's niece.
Oh, wow.
So that would be probably like my great-great-great aunt or something like that.
Okay.
My great-great-grandmother lived with her aunt Rosina Poe in 1880 and 1900, and they were named... So, Edward Laney is the common link. We're just offshoots of his different children.
Hmm.
So, it's pretty interesting. So, there's a whole other side of my family that I don't know about.
Huh. So, have you shared that with anyone yet?
No, just you.
Just me? Are you going to?
Yeah.
You should send out in the text.
I'm curious to know. I need to ask who the historian is for the Huntley family.
Uh-huh.
Because they might want to know that kind of thing.
Right, right. So,
It's a love family.
So, JK. So, JK caught something out. Let's see what JK caught. He had to save this snippet real quick. So, let's see what it is.
Would you rather get caught eating a booger? Or scratching your privates?
Scratching privates. Because everybody got itchy balls and itchy vulvas.
Right.
So this is not a problem that is just me. Every now and then, your privates itch.
Right, right.
And you have no way of scratching them unless you scratch them.
So JK was like, I was going to tweet it out. I mean, it's fine if you
tweet it out.
We don't care.
It's the truth. I mean, I'm doing it on a public podcast.
I know, right?
So
it's not like people want to hear it. So yeah, tweet it out.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, itchy balls.
There's very few things that I don't mind being out. There's some things I don't want out in public, but most things I don't care. So you are good to go.
Yeah, you're good to go. You are blessed, JK, to go forward and share that on the Twitters. And I don't know why your camera just went all blurry.
It did?
Yep. Just reach your hand out in front of
it. It didn't look blurry to me. Oh.
Oh, there we go. Oh, you good. You good. That was weird. So, well, that's cool, babe. See, this even makes me even more excited.
About the DNA? Yeah, we're going to get Jay's done. I'm excited to see what his reveals.
Yep. So, you got the Lego game on here.
Dude, I beat Lego game. In a way. Quote, unquote.
I beat the storyline. You beat the story? Yeah.
I beat the storyline. But that's only 30% done. Apparently, like, the story's 30% and all the extra stuff is the other 70%.
All the extra stuff is just to keep the kids busy.
But, I mean, I'll do everything but the racing. I'll do everything that's extra except for that daggone. I hate those little timed events in games where you have to get to certain goals to get to the... Oh, God, it's so stressful. I refuse to love those.
Right.
So, I just won't do it. But, yeah. At first, it's because they wanted to see it. But along the way, I wanted to... play the Lego game. So they didn't really care about it tonight. It was all about me. So
yeah,
boom.
Yeah,
it was fun.
It was fun. So I did break out the grill this weekend. So I bought a smaller grill that we were talking about, and I actually grilled some chicken and steak because I was really wanting some chicken. I was really wanting some steaks. Hold on for a second. What's this? Anyway, and it was really good. I mean, what did you think of it?
It was amazing.
It was. It definitely was.
Very, very juicy, and it was great.
It was juicy. Juicy. Yeah.
So, yes, we had a pretty good week.
Yeah, definitely.
Tired.
You tired?
I listened to podcasts today.
You did? What did you listen to today?
This American Life.
Uh-huh.
I just haven't listened to podcasts in months.
Oh, really? Really? It's just...
It's been at least like 6 months.
You've been listening to a lot of music and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. I took a break from podcasts, so... Okay. I still have too many podcasts to listen to all of them on a regular basis, but I'm going to pick ones that I... Excuse me, see? Sleepy!
Oh, Renee getting sleepy.
I don't even know why Jay does podcasts with me.
Yeah, it's all good, babe. It's all good.
The girl started a new class, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Grade school.
Yeah.
They don't care. They just, like, roll with it.
They're resilient.
They roll with everything. It's like, they aren't afraid of change, and I don't understand. It's like, how do you not? Yeah, there's a lot to do on the Lego games, but I like them. That's the... We have the Lord of the Rings one. Jay won't play Lego games with me anymore.
What are you talking about? I won't play Lego games.
You won't play Lego games with me.
You haven't asked me.
You won't play with me.
You haven't asked me, babe.
We still have Pirates of the Caribbean and Lord of the Rings to finish.
You haven't asked me. If you had asked me, then I definitely would play.
We can't. We have to play Farm together.
We don't have to play Farm
together. We have to.
Do we have to?
You spent money on it.
Sure. I mean, we can. I mean... But yeah.
So we had a good time. So good week for the Valentines.
Yeah, so we'll definitely be playing some Farm Together. Probably play some Divinity, Original Sin. Farm Together, I'm just curious to see what Renee thinks about it.
Yeah, I'm a boot it up after this just to see what it's all about.
See what it's all about and get started on everything. Well, that's cool. That's cool. So that's the end of the show.
Yep.
Huge thanks to Prelights Music and Andrew Allen Trio for letting us use their music for our intro and outro. If you want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. The Facebook page is
facebook.com/valentinecast. This episode and other episodes can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is the cowboy, thecaboi, and my Twitter feed is the ice flow. You know I get tired because I'm talking, right?
Yeah, I know you do, because you usually just don't.
I mean, when I start to read to the girls, I start yawning like crazy.
I know.
So.
I know, babe. Oh, and just be on the lookout. You may see a new look, a new logo, a new branding for Valentine Cast. We were extremely excited about it. We have an amazing artist working on something for us, and we can't wait to share it with you all. And then also think, I didn't tell you this, but Teddy wants to do a show with us. Record sometime. So
yes, you did.
I did.
You told me that he wanted to do a show.
Okay.
A show.
Yeah, he wanted to do a show. So that's some things he wanted to talk about. So it's good talking to him.
I'm down.
Yeah, probably try to do it this weekend. I'll let him know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so go check them out over at Black Astronauts Podcast and everything else. We're gonna get out of here. Valen Tavern. Thinking about you guys. While we're trying to do this logo, because you guys have helped shape us, you have helped shape the community and the show. Shaz No Stream, I'm gonna be looking out for you tomorrow.
Thanks,
if
y'all.
I'm not busy, I'm gonna try to I'll hook up with you.
You all make the show fun.
Yeah, you all make the show fun and everything else. So. Also, when Shazno is actually going to be streaming, it should restream. I'm going to host it on my stream.
Oh, awesome.
I need to set up
You trying to get a podcast.
I need to set up Ray like that also.
You trying to get like a stream network going on.
Well,
like,
no. You can just have friends set up because I'm not streaming all the time. I mean, we're
barely streaming.
Like 500 people. Small time. I'm not like Shazno or Scott and all them other big time streamers. I'm low on the totem pole. You know, I'm throwing pennies at people. I'm like, take them pennies. Take them pennies. Take those pennies. The pennies add up after, you know, a little bit. So anyway, you guys have a great week. We'll talk to you later. Hug someone. Be kind. Actually,
please be kind.
Be kind. So that's all we ask. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Unless you come see us on the stream. Who knows?
All right, y'all.
See ya.
Bye. Boops. Buh, 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 buh.